Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world.
Monday to Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. on kaya959.
On the street, on the air.
Hey, December is here. If you didn't know by listening to the show, let me tell you. Every day, like Kaya, there's something going on. Yeah. It's a party of some sorts. If you go, no come out to no school, but no Glen Mengena, my bathtub, ice party. Yay, Ziabuya. And because we do the show in the morning, we always first in the building. Speak up, I'm a platey. I'm a cake. I'm a drinky. I'm a salad.
Hey. I'm a pot.
Hey, hey, hey. And then upstairs, we got like 3 levels in our office. You know, we're doing it big. I ain't gonna lie. So now, first speak up, I'm a Zulu. There's a bar.
Yeah.
Right? Look, it opens up. Pege balcony.
Yeah.
Pege, what's it? What's this thing saying?
Pantry.
What pantry?
Pantry.
Yeah. Heavy balcony. I think our balcony is 270 degrees. I'm letting you know, like, the kind of building we're working, so you understand. It makes sure as easy party, as easy party. I'm better. I know that.
Absolutely.
Manje.
I walked in, I was like, again.
Are you coming to the party? Ali kela mahala. Chris is talking about, hey, ndoda, hey, ngihambe ngo 9 ebusuku. Ndoda sivuka ngo 3. Yabo. Hey, Ziyawa la. Anyway, so I want to speak about the state and condition that some people leave the office in. Umbo wangena la waqala wa cleaner.
I do that every morning. Every morning.
Yeah.
Oh, it drives me insane because every morning I must go around picking up cups because, hi man, there's just certain space. Like, I don't know. I'm from that school of an untidy environment affects how you think. We are here first thing in the morning. You need to be firing on all cylinders. So that means even the environment has to be sanitized, you know, so that you can think properly and clearly. So I mean, I do not understand, but I'm Umbali and I are always like, is this a reflection of how you live? Why are you just leaving plates? Does this mean you leave plates everywhere at your house? Because I, guys, no.
In all fairness, though, right? By like 9, when everybody's in the office, the office is spotless because obviously it gets cleaned and vacuumed and everything. In fact, it reminds us of something else, Mpo. And why? And Thomas used to speak about this and Fresh as well because you guys work in the morning. And why is a teaching station? So it's a lot of young people there.
Yeah.
Fresh says you guys would be jumping over bodies walking into the studio.
Oh,
people sleeping on the floor.
Why is that?
No, I remember that very clearly. When I worked at YFM, especially when you work in the morning, we in the newsroom used to even sleep in the newsroom because we'd be partying. Like,
where you lay your head is home.
Oh my word.
So now, Shem, that was very common in that office.
And think about it. I mean, like, it's young people who are like, what, early teens, late teens, sorry, early 20s.
I missed the phase. It wasn't going to happen at my Christian station there.
Was it Tandazen?
Yeah, it was just prayers all the way. But with that being said, the kitchen, for me, it's the tea bags. Like, you know, when you just put the cup through the tea bag.
And
that morning, I remember the sink was blocked. So the first time I saw the sink actually being blocked.
Because you plate with food.
I don't get that.
Imagine.
I've never understood.
Because the 27 colors. There was like a proper 7 colors there.
I mean, there was one morning. They even removed our favorite coffee machine. Because they said, you guys make a mess. And we're like, but it's not us. It's everyone else. Now we're having to be...
So where's the coffee machine now?
They've taken it to the kitchen, which is like a distance from
where. The coffee people make me laugh. I don't want to lie.
No, but coffee in the morning.
But my thing is that, you know, like sometimes I always say to Mpa, I'm like, okay, if you leave things like this, who must clean up after you? It's like guys, really, I sometimes wish we were like a first world country.
Yeah.
Because whichever restaurant you go to, well, fast food, they clean up after themselves. And I wish sometimes we could do the same thing or leave a place the way you want to find it. You
absolutely.
Know? So, yeah, hey, it bothers me sometimes, that one.
In their defense, though, I think it's at the end of the party. Who cleans up at the end of a party? Have you ever had a house party?
Yeah.
Okay. Even at a house party, before you leave, do you not sometimes offer and say, friend, before we go, what is it that we can help you with? So that in the morning, you don't wake up to a bomb. Mm. There's nothing worse than waking up to a house that is absolutely untidy. You don't even know where to start. So the most courteous thing to do, before uhamba, can we help you clean up, at least gube tidy, even if you're waking up to wash the dishes, at least everything else
but
around
you. After a party, I don't think people are in their right minds to be cleaning up, except if they're cleaning their puke.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, not that anybody here is puking. We're just talking in general. We're talking under G. Anyway, let us know what your thoughts are. Have you ever entertained people? It's holiday season. Throw a party at home. Now you got to clean up. Or even at the office. How's it going down?
On the streets and on the air. Guys. Cleanliness is next to godliness. And you know what the funny thing is? People don't behave like this at home. We have the same problems in Msebenzini. People do not behave like this as in Zimbabwe. But they will behave ill-mannered at work because they don't care. They don't care. They don't care, which is very wrong. And especially ladies. I find this to be with ladies specifically. Our bathrooms are terrible. And I don't think you'd leave your bathroom in that state. So why do it? Why do it? Guys, godliness, cleanliness. Sharp.
Hey, it's basically no one goes, man. I mean, I'm one of those people. I'm going to function and fit in Thomas upside down. So, young kids in the big minutes corner just big as a jay. Now, I'm not doing jays, young kids in the jays straight in jay. Man, I'm going to go to hey, you're going to car play. I know, I so I'm going to get in. I gave birth to an opposite, my son. I don't know, but maybe it's because he's getting into teen stage or maybe my holiday.
This is it in a line. We've seen it's quite easy. Sometimes agabi corner, and you just let them know in the morning. Please make sure after you have your coffee or your scarfing, you wash after yourself, and you would like. Or you would leave the kitchen as you would like to find it. So I think we have a better understanding, a much, much better understanding, because she leaves the end of this week, and next week there's just a few people. So we're not even going to get a stand in. We're going to have to clean ourselves. You do that at home. Why not do it at the office? Some people, how do you leave a place in such a mess? Who do you expect to clean after yourself? I'm a nai. Nikuliswenjani.
Aye, that thing, your kitchen, just cleaning with your guys. I thought it was only nurses and doctors. I work with nurses and doctors. As those people are. Yo, babu atla, that people, those people, yo, babu sofa shame. Then tea bags in the sink, food in the sink. The next thing you are blocked and then you wonder why. It's like everybody else unale made control the way we are behaving. Like you guys are saying, I wish we were like a first world what? That whereby everybody just have to clean after themselves, man. It's disgusting. Jesus.
But now tell me, with nurses, is it not because you guys work in emergency wards and certain sides like Pumundu, they coding? No, she played quickly and run to help them, or what is it? Is that
but
not it?
Surely after you're done, you come back and you clean up.
Mm-hmm. You know what else?
Yeah.
Picnics. Emma grounding.
Oh, yes.
So how I feel about this is clean after yourself. That's the golden rule. I mean, you should just make sure, Uti, if you make a mess, you pick up after yourself in everything. It doesn't matter whether you at a party or whether you are at work or at home, clean up after yourself. We're not animals. We are taught to clean up after ourselves. You know, no mabanga kufundisa nga ekhaya, but we are born nga pandle uti. Hey, abantu baya cleaner behind every mess. They pick up, they clean up. So let me join. Manje wena awufuna cleaner. Why? No, if you cannot clean for yourself, have the money to pay for people who will clean up after you. Ube ne PA leyo lo. PA, when your sole job is to clean up after me. That's it. Clean up after yourself.
Yeah, I once hosted Hey, during holidays, people who are younger than me, cousins, whatever, I'm telling you, those people, they left my house, I don't know. They didn't want to wash dishes. In fact, they didn't wash dishes. They would wake up, be on DSTV or Netflix, whatever they want to watch in the morning. Then they will just pile up the dishes. I had to wash them, or my child. They didn't want to make food. By the time they left, shame, I missing right. Then after that time, I mean, like, I'm never, ever, ever having visitors because I'm zwani nje nendle hlangahlangene. So, I'm sharp.
I see you in faith. In our men are as in Tanda Avant or Avant Batanda me. I mean, I'll jam your oyster. Your oyster. Into England, I didn't go to exceed him out among Vogange. So Toloti, same was Amachi, Taitunia, and Tintana, Oshaganga next, the Gukula Poxy boy, Gulaga sits as keeping the tent, as cleaning as washing a mapod in. You understand? I went to Amy and Zalanga Pant. I want Indian very high. If room fit is all our, I tell you, I send fit high. Who clean out your Amachi Tabana will fit. Sometimes they may ward, but raise your boy. Yo, in the Ugmele be cleaning. I want to find that spanning office in Snano Kaula in. Yarachella, Bafita, Tama play doing a chance. I wash on Ramatroa, we amulat.
Sizwe, we're going to lay Ukuluma yogi today. Yogi engasafunu ubuting a pinding host because me and my own sisters Abasi Zingisho Guazich as on a day's Omundu Fugum Kalang is that Ujigum niggas a main course. But in just to say, I yazin before Sahamba, it is a clean and yana, so that when you wake up in the morning, you don't have too many dishes. Gubila, buy a figure, but Katalapoba Hambe Bashiogunjado. And now they were asking me, Uti, when am I hosting? I'm not going to do that. Why? Because of you guys don't help me clean. Ngiyaphega njikeng machine ezich. Hayi. Hayi.
I mean, my partner is the one that's always helping me out to clean the place, to tidy up. Both of us don't like sleeping in a place that is untidy. So we clean up after that. It's called at least, not good to cleaner, but you would change it to a bottle, whatever. Oh, Martin, I will not forget to say, no one would ever you again. I'm a bottle longer. We tidy up. Hey man, you want to have no room to allow Sarah tidy up and I said, must blow me. Go come up, buddy.
That's funny.
You know, there's a reason why I like having my village girls at any party. Village Kasi girls are those ones, they clean up, they make sure with you when the party's over, everything is clean. Hey, Mara Snobs, oh la la. Hey, next thing tomorrow you wake up and you have to clean up your place.
Hey, Msizwana, kiyabona mina, la indlu bangibiza umkwatisi. Mangifika ngithola kuyimesi ngiyalwa. Ngiyalwa bangibiza umkwatisi. Bayazi, yenanku umkwatisi. Espanini, awazokutshela labo sister abaklinayo. Chipek, thola lapha ezinkini ngiyalwa. Ngiyayikhipha ngilwe lapha. Le ngene ebathroom, kunenye engistopile last time ngene ebathroom. Hey, ndoda, le ndoda phela sisebenza khona siyasehlo. Uphuma uyahamba ngambi baba buya baba buya okay zangizandla eh bazokutshela ngalo when it comes day nyalwa khulutmani indaba engcolile enyalwa bangibiza umkwatisi la endlini.
I don't think it's just a problem with the cleaner office in. I just think in this country we have a problem with litter, like people just don't like cleaning after themselves. Like if you go to Emalokshin, even where I stay, like people just litter, like people are just okay with mudadli banana and throw the peel there. You open like Simba chips or whatever, you just throw it there. Why don't you put it in your bag and then throw it to wherever you're going? Or the minute you peel a banana, you must know where you're going to throw off the banana peel. I just think we have a huge problem with litter, and we cannot always blame the government that they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. What are we as a community doing? Like abantu bangcolile, guys, like people just don't care. They litter everywhere. The other day I saw someone literally standing next to a rubbish bin. He threw a bottle next to the rubbish bin, not inside. Like, guys, people are just okay with being untidy.
Yeah, about the littering one. Have you seen how big, for example, those McDonald's brown bags are? Why keep a yonke, the wind? The entire bag. I was like, ay, 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 ay.
I have the best friends and host the best parties. In fact, we get normally when I throw parties at my house, the children and the helper go to the gogo, and then this is your salage, it's our parents. Eyes your bond with Elagela. And then as we are going, when we're done eating, we wash dishes. Sometimes, okay, normally it's on a Friday when we do these braais. And then, yeah, one or two couples will find themselves having slept over. Masvukseni, hi, ka. Sesiya cleaner sonke. But we clean as we go, Tina.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.